Welcome to Saluki Rewind, where we rewind the latest interviews and conversations with members of SIU Athletics. This past week, Saluki softball coach Carrie Blaylock met with the media before the start of her season on February 7th. Here's coach's opening statement.
Very fortunate to have a lot of returners. So, you know, we come in a very veteran ball club. We are young on the mound, but I think we're good on the mound. And so, you know, the way we've approached preseason is that we don't want a lot of drop off from last year. We feel like we should hopefully contend for a conference championship and hopefully contend to get back to the NCAA tournament.
The Salukis open the season at the Carolina Classic, where they'll play the likes of Ohio State and South Carolina on the first day of the season.
Yeah, we're actually, you know, when you sign up for some of these tournaments, you don't know who are going to be in them. We knew South Carolina would be. It's a little probably tougher than what I thought, but that's okay. It's not bad to challenge them. And I think we were talking today that I was talking with Will, and we faced 14 teams that were in the top 100 RPI. That was beneficial for us last year. That's why we got an at-large. So we're gonna go out and challenge ourselves and hopefully get ourselves ready for the conference season.
After the Carolina Classic, the Salukis play in events that feature the likes of Purdue and Michigan State as well. But enough about the non-conference. How about that Valley schedule? It's never easy in this conference.
Yeah, I think Drake and Northern Iowa will be good. I think Illinois State will be, and Missouri State also. That to me are the ones that I'm thinking of because of the pitching. Illinois State and Missouri State both have a good somebody good on the mound, and then Drake and Northern Iowa, I think, not only have pitching but, you know, a complete package. So I mean those are the five, including us, that I'm thinking about. The thing about it is you've got Bradley with an unbelievable offense. I mean, you could go on down the line of the teams and what they have. So I feel like our conference is very tough. You have to be prepared every time you go out, every time.
Another tough season up ahead. The Salukis will need to develop a swagger if they want to return to the NCAA regionals.
Well, it even started with our strength and conditioning with Coach Mead Smith told the kids that he felt like that when he went with us to Northwestern that, you know, we belong there, and sometimes we don't walk around like we act like we belong there. I have a very humble group. They're a very nice group. And, you know, we've been trying to talk to them about walking around with a presence about them like we belong. And that's something that's hard for my kids because they're not that type of people, but they need to be if they're going to play against some of these opponents. You need to walk off the bus like you own it and you have the ability to, and that's what we all want to see from them, and we've really been working on is a confidence about us and an air about us when we go out to play people.
How do you teach that swagger, though?
That is a great question. I have some kids that have a lot of it, and I again, my kids are just sweet. They're nice kids, you know. I don't think it's hard to teach it when you realize, hey, we can get out here with these people and play. And, you know, we felt like that we belonged last year. We want to continue that.
Do you even need swagger if you've got a winning culture?
You do sometimes in those tough situations, you know, and that's what we've talked about with our kids. You know, when somebody gets up on you, which is very likely in some of these games, somebody's going to maybe strike first. We want to have the confidence that we can get it done. And, you know, I feel like obviously our kids have confidence or we wouldn't have been where we were, you know, and won't play like we do. But we really, really want them to realize, and what I mean by swagger when we play South Carolina, swagger when we play Ohio State. I think we got swagger, you know, locally, but you want that swagger when you play the Power Fives. You want them to know that you know you belong there.
Well, iron sharpens iron is what they say. The Salukis have a lot of returners, 8 of them. You would think there isn't much in the way of position battles, but Coach Blaylock is trying to force that issue.
We have to have competitions now taught in practice because I didn't want them to get stale. I felt like after about 10 days, I thought we're ready to play because we've been together for so long. You know, the infield's all veteran. The outfield basically is all veteran. So we've started scrimmaging a little bit more, even scrimmaging with Jen and Kenzie pitching on opposing teams in batting practice to where we could bring any type of competition that we can. The thing that we saw that we need to really work on is getting out on the dirt. We've been out there about 8 times, but when you go back inside and then come back outside, we're really working on our infield defense is another area that we're working really hard on. The thing that I've seen out of our preseason scrimmages are that we can hit the ball and we can pitch. So we just want to shore up, make sure defensively we're going on all cylinders.
Lots of talent on this group, the likes of Caitlin Massa, Maddie Vermejian, among others.
They have been, and I wish they could stay longer. You know, it's one that whole class, along with Kylie Decker, it's one of the best classes we feel like have ever put on the uniform here at Southern Illinois. So we really want to get the most out of them this last year, and they want to have a good year.
Coach Blaylock thinks Massa especially could have a special season.
I said to her yesterday, I said in front of the team, she is the smartest individual on our team as far as softball goes. She's a general. She leads. She knows where the ball should go. She leads. And what's so funny, if you met her outside of that, she's a funny, quiet, you know, but very much on the field. She's got a great arm. Nobody wants to run on her, and that makes a big difference. We played Mississippi State last year. She threw a kid out in the first inning. They didn't run on us again. So it's one of those things where you set a tone that way, and she does that. She's a very good receiver. The kids like to throw to her. She's just quality player.
How about the girls she'll be catching for? The team's looking pretty stacked in pitching, too.
So Claire Miller was number two to Brianna last year and gave us great innings. And the interesting thing with Claire, she's always kind of been, when she was in summer ball, she's behind a kid that's the number one at University of Kentucky. Then she came here a little bit behind Brianna, and now she gets to be her own person. It's been kind of neat watching her grow. She's put on some speed. We've given her a couple of wrinkles, very excited to show that. Not going to give away a scouting report, but she does a really good job. Sarah Harness is a freshman that I saw strike out 21 out of 21 batters in a high school game. She's a two-time state champ, which I'd never seen that in my life. Carly Jo Clark came in as a freshman, very, very good, very competitive summer team, and she'll give us innings. And then Holly Marusek has came back and actually a lot more confidence, throwing a lot better after, you know, a year at JUCO and then a year with us. So we've got four now on the mound.
And four is more than Coach Blaylock normally has.
Yes. We typically, you know, it's been a two type thing, but now in Division I, especially at our level, this gives me a lot of flexibility with closing games or, you know, middle relief or whatever I want to do.
Miller and Maruzic should continue their success from last year, but Coach expecting her freshmen to dazzle just as much.
Not only Harness, but Clark also is that, you know, to me, if you're a winner and you've been a winner at a certain level and they both have been winners, Harness is a two-time state champ. Carly Joe's been to the state championship and played at a high level. Sarah handles our hitters pretty well. She's got a very wide variety complement of pitching. And again, I don't want to give scouting reports away, but enough things that really keep hitters not knowing what's coming. So it's been fun to watch them against our kids.
And why is that? Because of that great veteran defense sitting behind them, they'll do the heavy lifting and make things easy on the pitching.
It has to, because, you know, you've got, I think we ended up third in the country in defense. And when you do that, knowing that somebody's going to go out and get a ball for you, when you're coming from teams that maybe you didn't have quite the talent. So I think we've been doing a really good job in scrimmage, kind of showcasing all of that.
And hey, if you didn't hear, Coach Blaylock, the new senior woman administrator for Saluki Athletics, congrats to her. How has that changed things up for her as head coach?
No challenges so far. I come to work a lot earlier than I used to. You know, I'll get in early and do my softball stuff, and then that way if there's any meetings that I can be involved in the meetings. I'm fortunate to have, you know, like I've said a million times, Jen Sewell is a head coach that is an associate head coach's position. She's phenomenal, and she handles, if you come to our practices, she's handling a lot of stuff, and Kenzie assists her very, very well. It's just, I pretty much take the pitchers and, you know, take some of the team defensive stuff, but she runs a lot of the stuff.
Well, there it is, the Saluki softball team trying to get back to and beyond the NCAA regionals this season. They enter the year picked to finish third in the MVC preseason poll, right behind Drake and Northern Iowa. The Salukis did receive a first-place vote, for what it's worth. In 19 of 21 years as skipper of the Salukis, Southern Illinois has been picked in the top four of the preseason poll with Kerry Blaylock at the helm. Dogs will enter the season with three preseason All-MVC selections and catcher Caitlin Massa and position players Jenny Jansen and Maddie Vermejian, which is tied with Northern Iowa for the most preseason selections of any MVC school this year. Salukis opened the season on February 7th in the Carolina Classic. Two games that day, Ohio State to get the season started and South Carolina later on in the day. Thanks for joining me, Matt Varney, for Saluki Rewind. Go Dogs!